Okay, good evening everybody, and we are resuming with Ahavas Chesed, and we're talking about how powerful and how important it is to do Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim has elaborated upon this, because again, it's not just doing the Chesed, it's searching for Chesed, it's having a Hashkafa, a worldview, a Weltanschauung about that Chesed is integral to us. It's not just something which we feel like we're benefiting the world. We're the biggest beneficiaries of Chesed. And Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, are the biggest beneficiaries when we do Chesed amongst each other. So, Kama Tzarech Ha'adam Lehistabek, B'minas HaChesed, how much a person has to cling to the attribute of Chesed. Shimo Elis Lo'erer Rachme Hashem V'chasadav Al Yisrael. It's beneficial to arouse the mercy of Hashem on the Jewish people. Afilu la'achar shekala avos. We know there's a concept of the merits of our of the avos of the Amayas, of our ancestors of Avraham and Yaakov, Sarah Rachel Leah. Even when we lost that schus and tesis, and the Gemara on Shabbos discusses is that the bris there? What it means to lose the schus? But to an extent, the merits that protected us of our ancestors, we don't have it anymore. So even after that, chesed, the chesed that we do, protects us. Kamo she'amru chazal, the Talmud Yerushalmi says in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yudin Barachana b'shem Rabbi Bracha, Rabbi Yudin Barachana b'shem Rabbi Bracha, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem told the Jewish people, Banai, my children, if you see that the merits of our patriarchs and matriarchs, the Avos Imayis have withered, it's not, we've kind of burned through that bank account, that spiritual bank account of merits, we can tap less into that because of our of all of the years of idolatry and everything, and Lashon Hara, whatever Klal Yisrael would have done in the Beis Hamikdash time, after the Korban, so what should you do? We don't have a deep spiritual bank account. Hidabku b'chesed. Cling. Grab onto chesed. My time, why chesed? What's the reason? Ki aharim, which the Talmud Yishami says, ki aharim yamushu, that the mountains and the valleys both, so to speak, decomposed. It's pasuk in Yeshaya. Ki aharim yamushu, that the mountains, collapse and decompose is the merit of our forefathers, of all of us. Faz kavas mitumutano, and the valleys is the merits of our matrix, the arimayas. Mikan ve'elach, says the pasuk in Yeshaya and Isaiah. Vechazdi mi'itech lo yamush. We have to cling to Hashem's chesed. Amar rachamecha Hashem. Ve'inyano, to explain this is, Ki Avram Avinu, b'maisav ha'toivim, she'rak toiv v'ches l'cho'olam, Avram's essence, his modus operandi with the entire world was only good kindness to the world. K'nemuch parshvera, we learned in a couple of weeks of parshvera. V'chen yaser ha'avos, and the rest of the avos, she'holchu b'drachav, that went in the way of Avram. U'k'dechsiv, ki adativ l'man, Asher Yitzav es Banov, v'es Beisu Achrov, v'shamru derech Hashem, lasos tzedakah meshachim, to watch over the way of Hashem, only to do tzedakah, charity, mishpah, justice, hufiyah chazdel shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as you cause the chesed, you know, a great leader, in fact, it's not just themselves, but the people around them. A good parent creates a tone for family. If you're a good rov, you'll create a reality for the shul. Lahavdil, if you're a CEO of a company, you have a vision, you cause a rising tide. This is al achas kam v'kam. A person that's chesed changes the world. You know, their chesed is contagious on a rational level. People are kind, are examples, are inspirations. They're calming. They're just, as you know, when you walk around, how you treat people, how you act to people, It affects people with the kindness as well. That becomes the culture around you. But on a spiritual level, it brings bracha. Metaphysically, spiritually, it's ma'ir rachamim. It brings Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hashem's bracha. Ki ara avos ayashchina berakiyashvi. Now, we know Kabbalistically, there are seven levels of heaven. Right? There's three above, which is Chabad, Chachma, Bina, Vedas, or Keser, if you want to switch that. Then below the seven levels, which we discussed in different ways, those seven levels, that when before the Avos, the Shekhinah was, there's always a saying in Kabbalah that the Arizal brought us up to Hashem, and then Baal Shem Tov, this is the Chassidim, they say the Baal Shem Tov brought Hashem to us. Right? And then the Zayah, the Kinnah, you're going up to Shemayim. And the Chassidus, the idea of Chassidus is really to bring Kabbalistic ideas down to man. Well, at one point, the entire way to connect to Hashem was all the way up above, right? It wasn't as manifest in this world. So Avram brought it down from the seventh level of heaven to the sixth level of heaven, and Yitzhak brought it down to the fifth, down, right? Ad Shabbat, until that great moment happened of Kabbalah Satayr with Moshe Rabbeinu. And Yard the Shekhinah La'aretz. At that point, the Shekhinah that Hashem brought the Torah down to us, all the way to the arts. Ach yadua, sha'adun v'asher hu tachat zman v'gvul, gam ma'isav yesh sagu ar heichan she'agi ha'zchuso. Right? But the fact is that Avram brought it down, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Yosef, the Shvatim, Moshe, down, man Torah, Klal Yisrael gets the Torah, that they get Gilui HaShekhinah, the revelation of Hashem, the grace of revelation, this earthly world and the Olam Asiyah ever experienced, but over time, that schus to connect to Hashem and to have the bracha dissipates, so to speak. That merit. Anu batzmeinu, so what do you and I have to do? In the era, we need to bring Hashem's rachamim to the world. Bama, and how do we bring Hashem's mercy into the world? Nidabek b'maisena, but it's chesed. Follow Hashem's ways. Cling, grab onto chesed. V'azmida b'mida, as we elaborated a couple weeks ago, right? Just like you act with chesed, Hashem will give you chesed. V'liyamosh mitanu klal. Hold on. If someone comes to you, ask for a favor. You are the recipient. You're the lucky. You're lucky person today. You see a shul needs help with the minyan or with learning or with setting up. And doing small things, if you could contribute to build stuff in this world, grab onto it. Someone needs a place to sleep. Someone needs a car ride. Look for it. You see a guy coming to shul needs something. Don't wait for him to ask you. You ask him. How can I help you? Me cling to it. Lo yamush munach shlo yamush cloud amar lo yamush amrana, just like the clouds of glory, the ananya covered. Didn't leave us in those 40 years in the desert in the midbar. We should cling to Yom Lo Yomash. Don't let go of Chesed. Every day in our life, we should say, "Are we doing Chesed? Are we contributing? Are we making the world better around us, happier around us, more pleasant around us? Are we calling people a little bit chizik?" Right? We just heard some inside information about someone on this Zoom call sick. So the next time you see him, you wish him a full shleima. I care how you're feeling. Everyone likes to be cared for. Everyone likes to feel like they're missed. Someone misses shul for a week or two, they go traveling. Welcome back. It's a chesed. It's a chesed. Make someone feel like they're loved. Actually, in the footnotes, because I see this footnote, it says the Chavetz Chaim, in the Atta Shemitz, I didn't gather my oil, we live in a time, in the Chavetz Chaim, it's 100 years ago, plus, that there's a tremendous amount of judgment, of din in this world. There's no real advice, opportunity to get out of the challenges and the difficulties that are there. So how do we do it? So cling, grab onto chesed, doing acts of charity, acts of kindness, acts of goodness. That's how you bring Hashem's chesed. Actually, when men put on the phone every morning, we say this, V'arasticha li b'tzedek. I will, so to speak, marry Erison with chesed, with tzedek, with justice, with mishpat, with chesed, v'rachamim, with kindness and mercy. V'amru chazal, the sage of the Talmud says, the chazal say, Sha'imer kadosh baruch hu, ma ilu, she'ein be'atzim tzichin chesed, chesed elu im elu. Humans, you and I, we all need chesed. Each one of us are so dependent on community, on friends, on family, on others, at every level of our life. Our spouses, right? Whatever, be dependent on chesed, on the people around us, that they care about us, relatives. They need chesed, and they help one to another. Ani, Hashem, who is the essence of chesed and rachamim, how much more so, I will give chesed. You're doing chesed, I will give you chesed. V'nira li, says the Chafetz Chaim, Shuma de Isa b'tan de b'leo, it's what the Medrash in Tan de b'leo says, K'shayu Yisrael b'mitzrayim, the Jewish people were in Egypt. He says this also, not just in Avos Chesed in the footnote, but he says it on the Parsha as well, when they were in Mitzrayim. How did they get out of Egypt? They were there for 210 years. They were in the worst moments of it. Paro dies. It gets worse and worse and worse. So what did they do? What was the merit that got them out of Egypt? Skapsu kol miyachad. They all got together. Mishum shayim kulam bogud achas. You know, sometimes our enemies remind us that we're all in it together. When you realize that the only way you can be successful is together, you do it together. And we should not need enemies to do that, but unfortunately that's what sometimes happens. The karsu bris yachad shi'asuk mit chesed ze'em ze'. They said, we're going to do chesed, you'll do chesed to me, I'll do chesed to you. We'll be helpful in any way. And of course we're under duress. So, you know, it's harder to do chesed under duress because you have less spiritual energy, less emotional energy to give to others. And yet they pushed themselves to do it. V'yishmu b'valvam, they decided to guard the bris, the covenant of Avraham, Yitzchak, for Yaakov. V'lavas avin shebishamayim levadam, to serve Hashem with all their heart and all their soul. V'shulaynichu v'shulam beis Yaakov avin, right? They were not going to speak Egyptian, not going to walk like Egyptians, not going to speak like Egyptians, not going to dress like Egyptians, not going to talk like Egyptians, not going to have any Egyptian names. Ayin sham sitam eliyahu. Umay increases bristling with us chesed. What do you mean they did chesed to each other? Eli ingin kach. Kihem, what do you mean they decided, the first thing they said is going to do chesed? Kihem kishurayu, she'ain shum eitza. They have no military ability to escape Paro. They're stuck. There's no hope on the horizon. They saw there's no way to get out of Paro's evil decrees. Va'ashibur hoylech, the servitude, the slavery was getting worse, and it was getting longer. Ma'asu, the scabs, they came one group. You know, because chesed, you have to feel a connection. You have to feel a love for the people. They came that group. They ate said ma'asaseh, and they decided to work, walk in Hashem, in way in Hashem, only the way Hashem, not to change their names, and their language, and their clothes. Right? Don't assimilate into become an Egyptian. Gam karsu bris yachad. At the same time, it wasn't just enough to get the stoltz again of a yid, the pride of a Jew. They followed to do chesed together. Why specifically chesed? Sh'al yidei ze yisoyer l'mal chesed al Hashem yisparach alem. They'll get chesed. They will get chesed. And then the gezeiros of Paro will be overturned and destroyed. Right. That's what happened. That was the reason that we were redeemed from Egypt. The pasuk says it was the chesed. Another measure says, Nachisa b'chastecha zugumilas chasadim. That's doing chesed. Nahal tibazcha is learning Torah. Kimi emes, they also had Torah in Mitzrayim. Truth is, they had Torah in Egypt. Kidi isa in the Talmud and Yuma. The Avksha Mitzrayim, they had yeshivas. Levi, of course, was the most, had the most study of Torah. They're involved the most. The Avksha Torah, they didn't have the Torah of Sinai, the Torah of the Avos. V'nir Shizel, Masha Amar, it's also, we say, in your area, Zechart, Kiyomar, Hashem, Zechart, La Chesed, Narayach, which is in Tefillah and Davening. Hashem, remember the Chesed of our youth, the love He had for us when we went to the Midbar. Three things. Chesed Nirayach is a chesed we did in Mitzrayim. Avas Kulasayach was the Kabbalah of Torah, and then we went to the Midbar. Bottom line is, if you want to change, it's just, everyone in life, you have a challenge, you have a difficulty, you have a bad boss, your person Hashem is sick, look for, you want to get rachamim, you want to get chesed, do chesed. That's the best thing you can do. Do chesed. Look to help people. Of course, if a person has to do tshuva, they should do tshuva. Return, but chesed brings rachamim. Chesed brings rachamim. And sometimes, by the way, the reaction of when a person's under pain is they have less. I have less to give. I have to worry about. I have enough tzaras. I've heard this many times. People, I'm a rabbi. I don't have any koyach. Chavnish koyach. I have no strength. Do you know what my situation is? Do you know what the difficulty is? No, that's when you need to do chesed. That's when you need to do tzedakah. When it's challenging, that's real chesed. I think when it comes easy, Avraham Avinu, who's 99 years old, having a bris, that's the chesed. When you want a quiet Shabbos, and somebody needs, you know, has no one to go to, someone needs help, or you want a relaxing day, and you're in Hatzalah, and someone has an ambulance call, or somebody needs something, or you're just sitting down for a break, and you see an elderly person who needs help. That's when you do it, that's chesed, and you're helping yourself. And not just for this chusim, the merits and the protection, you're becoming a godly person. You gotta grab on to chesed. We got mitzvah zu, that's now back to the top of this, the safe and on the footnote. This mitzvah of chesed, misayel of tzedakah, so being ben ha'akum, it helps us to be redeemed. Amongst the nations of the world, Ibn Akum Kiyisim Abrachas, it says in Abrachas of Mitzvah Zush Shkula Yoyisim Rekavas. The time of Beis Hamikdash Chesed was even greater than sacrifices. Kiyisim Be'akar Hoshea, our pasuk Ki Chefs, the pasuk Hoshea says, the Medrash Hoshea says on the pasuk Chesed Chafatz. I'm asking for Chesed, not just sacrifices. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chavev Alai Chesed Shatagom Zeh L'Zeh Yoyisru Mikol Zevach. It's more precious than any sacrifice, even the sacrifice of Shlomo HaMelech. Elf Yalos Shlomo, even 1,000 sacrifices of Yoyisru Zeh Matzinu and Yushami. The Tzedakah and Chesed at some level are equated to all of, or equal to all of the other mitzvahs of the Torah. V'Yisim Meshruas Amar Rabbi Zera, Megillah Zulo, Megillah of Rus. Discussion in the Talmud and in other places. When they were in the old days, they were storing things by the scrolls, and they were because of that, Chazal wanted to create a heightened awareness of the kedusha of the scrolls. So they were goyzer tuma to treat. And we don't live in a world like that today of tuma v'tara, but once upon a time, if you were a Pharisee, a Prushim, or the Pharisees are great, right? You're the Prushim. You had to be careful. Certainly, Kohanim had to be very careful if you were talking about Tumatara. So, if you, by the Megillah, there were guys on a lot of the Megillahs, Kohelas, whatever, Tumatara. But the Medrash says, but not Rus. Why? Because you know what the whole essence of Rus was? Lametcha kama sachar toiv. How great is the reward for those who do chesed? Hainu le'inyan bayaz, shezacha sheyatzim menu David. Bayaz, for example, from him came David. V'nichras lo bris lazaro, and because of that, he had a bris lazaro achrav la'ad. From the descendants of Boaz and Rus is Mashiach forever. The Davidic line, Kam Geshamim Yardim. We know that on a practical level, spiritually, it rains. The Chesed you change the teva of the world at some level. Gam al yedeze huzoy chenatzim v'misa tzedaka tatzim mavis. Tzedaka could be the merit for a sick person to be healed, for an endangered person to be saved. Kedi isu tanchuma be'parash kadosh. It's another b'chanan v'asimin. Right before the Holocaust, told certain people maybe go to America because they'll be saved. What was America that he felt America would be saved from the Nazis? And America was a stuck-up powerhouse already by the late 1930s. It was supporting lots of European Jewry, Eretz Yisrael's Jewry. Obviously, they were supporting a lot of tzedaka. Tzedaka will be the merit to be saved. Gamhu, ches is a benefit to be saved from the Yetzirah. Kedi Amrinan, as it says in the Talmud of Nazara, Ashreyim Yisrael, praised are you the Jewish people. When you're involved in Torah and Ches, there's no room for the Yetzirah. There's no room for the Yetzirah. You know how a person is seduced by their Yetzirah? You know how that happens? There's two ways. One is intellectually, cerebrally. It pulls you to other ideologies, worldviews, wrong, whether it's idolatry, whether it's one of the isms that are around today, whether it's, you know, there are all kinds of isms that could pull a person away from Hashem, from Torah, from mitzvahs, right? Or just hedonism itself. It's another ism, right? A person can just live a life where their whole life is this world. Well, that's intellectually, they made a decision. The universities are great at producing people who have been seduced by their Yetzirahs. I think they teach them. Most universities today teach such poison that they destroy heads. It's unbelievable. You walk out, these kids are not. They have no idea of morality, of values, of inherent what it means to have a family. What it means to, they don't know if they're a boy or a girl. What they don't know the difference between Hamas, terrorism, and I mean, you can't. They're so poisoned. So that's sichli. And Torah, of course, is the antidote for that. But the second is evarav. You're pulled after lusts, desires, laziness. Your body pulls you. You're pulled after all kinds of typhus, which pull you against Hashem. But a person who's Isaac, but Torah and Gilas Chasadim, his Yetziharas can't win in that sense. Because Torah, if a person has Torah, they have Emes, they have truth. They know they're not seduced by some pervert who teaches in university, some lowlife. I can tell you so many stories, I mean, it's just unbelievable. All right? Some drug addict who sits there smoking pot all day and thinks they're a genius. All right? Not seduced by people who don't. Never thought deeper than the little echo chamber, like the in the cave, their whole life, in the world of Socrates and Plato, right? They only know that their little trait, and they think they have their balideya. So if you have Torah, you know the truth. You know what a boy is, you know what a girl is, you know what terrorism is, you know what family is, you know what this world is, you know what the purpose of life is, you know what justice is, real justice, you know. You know what it means to be a thief and take other people's, you know, having grudges and gripes and everything that they teach in a woke university, you'll know the truth. You won't be seduced by any of this. Or in the New York Times and the rest of the poisonous magazines they publish today. Va'yidei minas ha-chesed, and with chesed, you're mekadesh evru gufo, your body. So instead of being lusting after a lazy man's life or a life of fun and games, right, or you're involved in good deeds, dropping off packages for Shabbos, helping people, moving chairs, setting up for Kiddush, volunteering in the yeshivas, whatever it may be, taking your money you can spend on your extra, nice shirts or suits or cars or vacations, and giving part of it to help another person, your whole body changes in that sense. And you're lechets B'chol drachav, you won't walk in Hashem's ways. Everything will be good in chesed. That's how the Yetzirah can't get you. That's how you overcome your Yetzirah. There's no room for the Yetzirah when you're involved in Torah and your head sees clearly the world. It's still kind of, you know, listen, bottom line is, Esav, we just learned about Esav, it's passing Parsha. We know that Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian said his head was buried in Masa Machpelah. His body, his head, he learned in the house of Yitzchak. He knew what was right. But he lost it for ladies, he lost it for power, he lost it for things. That led him astray. That body, there are people, they're smart, they even know what's right and wrong, but they end up in the wrong place because they're body desires them. And then you have people who they're nice people, they're good, they're active. They're activists. They're not lazy, but they're crumb. They're crooked. They're morally sick. And so the Yetzirah gets them to volunteer for Jewish Voices for Peace. And they'll fight to destroy Klal Yisrael. Right? They don't know the foggiest idea of what it means, truth and falseness, of what right and wrong is, but they're not lazy. And they're passionate. But their Yetzirah has their cup, it has the head. But with Torah and Chesed, it has no room. There's no room. Got Mishra'al Mitzvah, the Tfis person accustoms themselves with Chesed. Zeichav Azeliyah Stilbanim, it's a schos for your children. Your children should be Chachma, have wisdom, and Aisher, and Torah. As the Talmud says about Abbas, Yeshua Aimer called Raglas Staka, a person who's the Staka of children of Bali Chachma, Bali Oisher, Bali Agada, Bali Chachma, they say, Raidiv Staka Bechassim Sechaim, you find life. Bali Oisher, because Bali Chachma is called Raidiv Staka Bechassim, it's a Pasuk in Mishlei. Bali Oisher also says, Raidiv Staka Bechassim. By God, this is the cover, you'll get covered. Children of God, covered. It says also, cover Chachamim Nechalo. And Hanim Turkshem Darshanim, they'll be able to darshan, Agadatal, they'll be good Rabbanim, good Drushas, good servants. People will give them honor, they'll inspire others, and they will be honored for that. Ken Pirish Rashi, Rabbi Yeshua says, Staka, Huin Chesed, also just Staka. Chesed is right if it's staka ba chesed. It is staka bavad because a person who has staka gets also. So staka is also part of it. Kol chad chad, just staka itself is a tremendous, especially you're giving up from your own hard-earned earnings to do for others, to build for others, building yeshivas, building schools, building kollelim, using money for kiruv, using money to help people pay their mortgage. They should pay their own mortgage. No, but you're helping a person. Obviously, the person can't afford it. They should afford it, they should pay their own. They're going to lose their house. You're helping out a yid. Gama called brachas hanemaras b'Torah. It gets this as well. It says in Tanya Gilel. And there, uva alecha called brachas ha'elu b'si'itzigucha. You know, all the brachas. Ki tisha v'kol Hashem. You listen to what Hashem Kechatz, the Pasuk says. Ema said, when do you get all these brachas, all these blessings? Im tishma b'kol Hashem. You listen to the voice of Hashem. You live beyond yourself. Telech b'drachav, go in the way of Hashem, which is the way of heaven. Darach Hashemayim. What's Darach Hashemayim? Rachman. Hashem is Rachman. He's Merachim al Rashayim. Right? Hashem has mercy on all the Rashayim. If they do tshuva, he accepts it 100%. Every second, Hashem is giving life and sustenance to you and I to the entire creation. Just like Hashem feeds you and I, we should look to help others. Obviously, people have to make their own efforts. We don't want to encourage people to do nothing. But if people are trying or people are depressed or down, help them. You know, people are struggling, they lost their job, help them. That's how it's just like Hashem does. Sarichu pams lezavatoyva. People smile, people help people, encourage people, give people advice. If you can teach people the greatest chesed, teach people Torah. People have Torah. They're in danger in this world. They're walking like blind people on the banks of raging rivers. I mean, Yidden don't have Torah. Makarav a Yid, teach a Yid Torah. You see people walking around at work, Mark Rothstein, walking with Christina Herrera. And you, Mark's not married to Christina Herrera. But he's going to marry her if you don't do anything. He's watching, you know, Mark walk around with his ham sandwich and just walk by every day doing nothing. He's dying. Help a Yid. You see a Jew there, you help him out. Now we have to be, you can't be a kamikaze at work. I don't think you're a missionary. So you got to be smart. You got to think, how can I help Mark? Just like if you saw Mark about to fall off a cliff, hopefully you would help him. He'll fall off a whole cliff. Think, how? Maybe I can invite him for Hanukkah. Maybe I can share a Devar Torah with Mark. Maybe, you know, Mark may be totally open. It's blank slate. If he has no Torah, it's gone. You look to help people, teach them. Or there's a somebody in Shul, wants to learn Torah. Imagine you teach them Torah and they build up, they build off that. Certainly someone walks into a place like Amakat. I can tell you, people that are totally from today, it's only because I or other people when I was there said Shalom Aleichem to them. That's how they would have left. I can tell you one person in particular had what planned told me flat out planned to come one time. Oh, totally. Mishpacha G'day Levi Yisrael. I tell people who came to I'm telling people who walked in just to see what the place looked like. You could be the person who changes the eternity for them. Chesed. Eternal chesed. The grass to chesed. Kach. My Darach Hashem Chana Yishvi. Hashem gives everything Manaskin doesn't charge for us. Gives us life. There's no expense, no charge. Manaskin. Ma darchi Hashemayim should have chesed, what they call chesed. Also, so too with us, so we should do that, right? We should follow in the ways that's how you get all the brachas, you get all the blessings. That's how you do it. You want to be beloved to Hashem. That's how you do it. You follow Hashem's way. That's how you become beloved. And when you're beloved, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you the blessings. Anywhere in life, who does people want to take care of? The people who are beloved. This is the derech to be beloved. You walk in the way of Hashem. And it's not the point. It's the benefit. The point is that you'll be walking in the way of Hashem. That's what Torah tells us. And that's just in this world. Eternity. You change your whole mitzchis. Eternity. Because that, from all this, yuchal ha'adim l'spainin as goyidol minas ha'chesk, see how great chesed is. Ve'ashrei, praise it as a person who's mistabek ba'karoi. You give not marriage just to yourself, you give to all your future generations. Give it to Klal Yisrael. And you know, in today's world, you become an example to others and you share it. And you change yourself and you change your community, change the world. You know, and as we started saying, in today's world, our spiritual bank accounts are low. And we're in tough times. And individuals, I can't tell you how many people I heard recently diagnosed with illnesses. We desperately need chesed. And we have this, you know, he's pounding the city early on because he wants just not just to be a nice thing or a good thing or an extra thing, but this is our essence. This is our salvation. This is our mandate. This is our agenda. And we have that, we change our whole lives, okay? Wishing everyone a very good week. Week of Torah, chesed, accomplishments, and Mishmizoicha. To all of Hashem's brachas and that merit.